We have heard it said that there are only two certainties in life, death and taxes. Perhaps we should add a third, change. President John F. Kennedy put it this way, change is the law of life. German poet Hermann Hesse wrote, some of us think that holding on makes us strong, but sometimes it is in letting go. And Leo Tolstoy, the Russian novelist, claimed, everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing him or herself. As we have seen in today's readings, each of these individuals was on to something. Change is inevitable. It takes courage. And it begins with ourselves. Another important question that the gospel brings to us is this. Is it better to give or to receive? Our traditional Christian response is to give, taking our lead from the second greatest commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves. But the question, I think, is more complex than we might think. First of all, how do we give? Do we give unconditionally? Without any thought of what we might get in return? Or do we look on our generosity as a sort of investment, looking for compensation or gratitude from the one to whom we give? Archbishop Helder Camara, once said, when I give food to the poor, they call me a saint. When I ask why the poor have no food, they call me a communist. It's a matter of perspective. And Christ's perspective is to give without asking anything in return. We can also ask questions about the act of receiving. At times, people find it difficult to receive, either because it simply seems like taking, or they feel it creates a dependency that they don't want to have in their lives. They feel they're obligated to be grateful when that's not what they're feeling. However, we can both give and receive in a way that uplifts both the giver and the receiver. And that's what we see in today's gospel. Martha is the giver, Mary is the receiver. And Jesus points out that both are important. Now, most people feel that Jesus seems to favor Mary and that he puts down Martha. But that's not the case. Would Jesus and his disciples have been happy if Martha had just sat there like Mary? Probably not, because then they wouldn't have had a meal. Jesus uses Mary to balance Martha's vigor. If we are to give, we also have to be able to receive. Jesus himself is extravagant in healing people and feeding them. But it's important to recognize that before Jesus does anything of importance, he stops to call on his Father in prayer. I know of a surgeon who, before every surgery, pauses to pray that God guide his fingers to perform well. That's a great practice to get into, no matter what we have to do. Perhaps we don't have to choose to be either givers or receivers, because we're called to be both. The fact is, whatever we do, as St. Paul says, it's the right thing to do if it brings glory to God and makes Christ known. Let's go back to our original thought. Change is never easy. Yet, as Jesus foretold in his words to Martha, there comes a time to let go of what has been and accept what can be. If Jesus had not changed and come to us in human form for our salvation, if Christ had not changed bread and wine into his sacred body and blood, where would we be? Change, like charity, begins at home. It begins with ourselves. Resistance to change is resistance to growth. As we come to the Eucharist, where the bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Christ for our sake, we need to ask for the courage to hear the words of Jesus. Mary has chosen the better part. And we need to follow Jesus' example to give and Mary's example to receive.